Well, good morning.
Yeah.
It's 7:13. Brock Hunter.
What's up, man? Good morning.
We're going to take a full look at your forecast here in just a little bit. It's so bright out right now, Hunter. It's crazy. It's like the time changed
really?
Or something.
Oh, my God. Don't get me started.
Get y'all worked up
don't
on election
started.
Day.
Last night, dude, I was waiting. 5:30 hit, and I'm like, see? Wife was still working upstairs. I'm like, see? I don't know why we're doing this.
She's like, yes, I know, honey. You talk about it all the time. All right. Go back down to your basement, for God's sakes.
You know, if I was running, that would be my main stance.
Yeah.
I'd get some votes, I think.
No one vote for you with that weak little beard. Come on.
Come on, it's better than an orange face.
Think about what's the last time we've had a president with like a big old burly beard? Like it's James Garfield beard. Or something like that? Good God.
Probably like Lincoln. Dude. Yeah.
Bring back the big old, like, Martin Van Buren had some mutton chops, bro. Can we bring those back? I want to see a president with some straight up just hogging mutton chops on the side of his face.
I think it just reminds everybody of the Civil War, so they kind of stay away from it.
I want to see a president with big white mutton chops and a cane, and he wears a bow tie. When's the last time we had a president wearing like a bow tie? But actually, not even like a bow tie, more like the Colonel Sanders tie, you know what I'm talking about, where you just like take that ribbon and you tie it into a bow.
Yeah, I don't think you're going to see a bow tie anytime soon.
I just want to see some like eccentric, like, I don't know, billionaire. That dresses that way. He wears like white suits, and he talks. He talks real funny. He talks like he's from the old South.
You know? You just described Colonel Sanders.
That's okay, I want. Long story short, I want Colonel Sanders to run for president. It's gonna be finger licking good in the White House. And he just
you can't say that anymore, Brock. You can't say that anymore.
Finger licking good. What's wrong? Finger licking good.
They're done with it. I didn't tell you about that. Went to KFC the other day on the way back from that golf trip a few weeks back. I'm like, yeah, well, you stop by a KFC because, you know, that's what they wanted. So I was like, hey, give me some finger-licking good sauce. And they're like, oh, we don't have that anymore. I'm like, what? You got rid of it? They're like, yeah, you can't say finger-licking good sauce because of COVID.
Oh, boo.
Come on. I was like, are you effing serious? So now they're coming out with it's like the same thing, I think, but they have to relabel everything.
That sucks. I love licking fingers.
Well, come on. Dude, it's going down to the nugget sauces.
What are they
going to
do?
It's affecting that.
Yeah, when we go back to when things get back to normal. And it's
not
like I'm licking
no fingers, bro.
I'm not licking someone else's fingers. You know, finger licking is fine in the right scenario. Okay, I wash my hands before I eat. You're going to tell me I can't lick my fingers off of the deliciousness? What do you do about Cheetos? Huh?
Nope, there were some Karens that went to KFC one day during all of this pandemic stuff, and they were like, you know what? That's absolute bull. And you guys cannot have finger licking good sauce.
Those are the ladies that are doing all the finger licking, too. Good Lord.
Right.
They're the ones that are doing all the weird stuff.
I mean, there's got to be a point, dude, where, like, common sense kicks in a little bit. And they're like, you know, like.
Not anymore, buddy. Common sense ain't so common no more, right?
That one hit hard, dude, because I really do love that sauce.
Finger licking good. Anyway, all right. Well, maybe Colonel Sanders doesn't have a chance to win. That, and he might be a little racist. I don't know. Who knows? Who knows? All right, let's get going here. We got to do your morning dump, for God's sakes.
It's the morning dump with Brock and Hunter. Trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more.
As always, your morning dump brought to you by Pump.
That
septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them 269-445-7777 or visit pumpthatseptic.com. Well, it's a big day today. We all know that. It's election going on. But there's one reason why this election is more unique and historic. Neither Donald Trump nor Joe Biden drink alcohol. For the first time in modern history, the two major candidates don't drink and claim to have never had an alcoholic drink over the course of their lives.
Because I never really thought of that.
Yeah.
Like presidents, you know, enjoying a cocktail.
You know what? Let's go back to the good old days, you know, where Kennedy was getting doped up with meth before he was meeting with dignitaries from Russia, right?
It's no joke, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah. If you're like, what is he talking about? Really?
Yeah.
No, that's a fact.
Kennedy had a Dr. Feelgood, and they were shooting meth into his ass. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure it wasn't meth from Billy, you know, on the corner, but.
No, it was for that good presidential meth, man, that good stuff.
Yeah. You know what it probably was? It was probably Adderall before Adderall was called Adderall.
No, I think it was meth, man. I think it was straight meth.
Straight up. Yeah. They were shoving needles in him, huh?
Dr. Feelgood, man, he wasn't feeling under the weather. Yeah, Kennedy literally had to kick a meth addiction. That's not a joke. That is our history, folks.
Same thing with Hitler. You ever see that gif?
Oh, Jesus.
Of Hitler in that parade or something?
They would give troops like methamphetamines, like before they'd go on the front lines to make like super soldiers. So imagine a bunch of Nazis all methed out, like, doosin'.
That's bad enough, man. Yeah, man. And you throw that in the mix.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a gif of him. He's like rocking back and forth, rubbing his legs real hard.
Losing it.
Gritting his teeth. Yeah. And you're like, oof. Yep. No wonder that guy went nuts.
But anyway, let's bring back politics with meth, all right? It'll make things more interesting. We got these two.
Maybe Biden needs a drink. Maybe Trump needs a drink. You know, it's amazing that as much as Trump golfs that he doesn't indulge in anything.
Does he actually focus on golf? What a fool. Right. Man, when I go to the golf course, I'm focusing on the drinks, man.
Right. Beer first, golf second,
yeah,
right?
Exactly. We'll get to golf eventually. I stopped keeping score 7 beers ago, man.
What do you think, if they were to drink, what do you think they would drink?
Trump seems like a rum and coke kind of guy.
Rum and coke kind of guy?
I don't know. Biden seems like maybe like a beer guy or a whiskey on the rocks kind of guy.
I was going to say whiskey on the rocks.
Yeah. That's a tough drink, though. That's a tough drink, you know?
Sure, they're getting top shelf.
No, you know, I want a president who's like a tall boy PBR and a shot of Jaeger, all right? That's the kind of guy I want to vote for right there.
Give me a 30-pack. Give me a dirty 30.
Dude, is our president doing Edward 40 hands? He's got some Colt 45s taped to those bad boys, man. That's awesome.
Hey, another question. Do they have booze in the White House?
Oh, God, yeah. Come on, now.
For sure?
Come on, now. Yeah, I guarantee it. Guarantee it.
Like a full-blown bar?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm sure they do. Maybe not with the certain presidents, but I guarantee if a president says, hey, I want to have a wet bar in the Oval Office, they probably let it happen. So
probably make it happen, yeah.
Yeah. They got fat lines of cocaine in the bathrooms. It's great.
Jeez, dude. Yeah, behind that bookcase, you know, that bookcase that flips around.
He's got like an ivory-made straw. It's great. Anyway, I digress. Neither one of our presidents drink. Lastly, score one for the humans. Walmart is giving up, at least for now, on their program that had robots roaming the floor and checking if shelves were stocked. They messed around with the robots and figured out that people can still do the job better and more cost effectively at this point. All right, humans, hold on to this, but it's not gonna, not forever. Not forever. Nope.
Yeah, they're just not there yet. The humans are still too good, too smart.
But eventually, robots will take our jobs. They took our jobs.
That's interesting, though. They had robots roaming around Walmarts, huh?
Yeah, some of the bigger city ones and everything like that. But
I think they would be better at cleaning, not stocking shelves, you know? Just have them roam around and clean the damn place.
Well, like, I get how it probably goes, you know? Like, he goes down the aisle and he's scanning each side to see if there's things that are out of stock or missing or misplaced. Like, you know.
Here's the problem, though, is it's not like an Amazon warehouse where everything is 100% organized, you know? Like, you go into a Walmart, especially certain Walmarts, and, stuff sometimes is just scattered everywhere. It was like a Black Friday event or something.
You have the people that grab something, and then later on down, they take it out of their cart because they rethink the situation or the scenario that they're in. So, yeah, I really love it when you see someone, like, you're walking in the clothes aisle, and there's a pack of chicken because someone's like, no, I don't want this chicken anymore. Instead of taking it back, they just leave it over there by the jeans.
No joke. No joke. We were there Halloween night just kind of roaming around waiting to go to a movie, right? And we're just kind of going up and down the aisles. We're in the book section. I was reading books. Actually, my wife sent you a video while we were in that. So I put the book away, and I look right next to the book as I put it back. Kid you not, an Idaho potato just sitting right there.
Yep.
Like, dude, the most random thing.
Yeah. Someone was like, no, I'm done with this single potato. I'm putting it down, and I'm grabbing this book instead.
Wife looks at it. She's like, what? I can't believe it.
Yeah. I'm a potato. Yeah. That's Walmart for you. All right. There you go. That is your morning dump. We'll be back.
The Morning Dump, brought to you by Pump That Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them today, 269-445-7777, or visit pumpthatseptic.com.